Jay and Kevin's Hot Topics. Hot Topics.
Yes, Hot Topic time, and the one and only Steve Hawk is in today because it is what we call Hawk Topics on a Monday. Let me see if I know which microphone you are, Steve. Let's try...
It's going to be number four.
Number four, okay.
That would Yep, been... number three seems to be unplugged and missing.
I'm sorry.
No, why that is. But,
I don't either. I didn't have anything to do with it.
Microphone number four for you.
Oh, I stole the mic from that one.
Well, that, was me. That explains it all.
Was that yours? Was I not supposed to take that one? Was I supposed to take four?
I don't care what you do. This is your room.
Okay. Well, and here we are.
Good answer. Good answer.
I am a guest in your room.
I went in to get Steve Hawk, and he said, I don't know. Do you need me today?
Yeah, I was just like, sitting there.
We need you more than ever.
Messing around.
What are you trying to say, Kevin?
Good Lord Almighty, do we need you.
Boy.
Okay, Steve Hawk.
Yeah.
Did you catch up on any of the Olympics over the weekend?
No. No. Yeah, I think I read a report about the golf.
About the golf? Okay, an American won.
Yeah. I heard that Scottie Scheffler won.
Was it Scottie Scheffler?
That's what I heard. I heard he came back and won.
Yeah, okay. I believe it then. I just saw a quick thing where they showed somebody, and I could tell he was USA.
Yeah.
But I didn't
watch any of the golf. I don't have time to sit and watch Olympics all the time, and especially golf. It's kind of weird being in the Olympics. I don't know. But that's cool that he won. He's a winner. That's what he does. He goes out and plays some golf and wins tournaments.
Now, there was, for the first time in 20 years, an American won the 100-meter dash.
Right. The swimming one?
The one, the running.
The running one?
The sprinter.
Really?
The title,
we won that for a while?
The title of the fastest man in the world.
I thought we usually got that.
Well, in 2004, we got it Justin Gatlin.
Of course.
Uh-huh.
Old JG.
The old Gatlin gun.
What was his last name? Michael Johnson? Wasn't he?
Ben Johnson.
Who's Ben
Johnson? He was Canadian.
No, wasn't Michael Johnson the really fast 100-meter sprinter?
Well, he didn't win gold, I can tell you that.
Yeah, back in the day, I mean.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't follow track and field.
Well, I will tell you that Steve, the only reason why it intrigues me with the 100-meter dash is it really is, and he said something that made me think. First of all, it was an amazing photo finish to where the announcer said, Jamaica takes the win, because Jamaica was ahead. And the U.S. dude just turned it on at the end.
Nice.
And it did not look like he won until you went back and they did the, photo finish.
Does he just have to stretch his hand a little bit further than Jamaican?
So all it is your chest. It's your torso.
Chest.
So and his torso crossed. Oh. Jamaican's foot was way across, but the Jamaican was kind of more...
He was laid back.
Yeah, he was not extending his body. Well, the U.S. guy extended his body to get him the gold medal.
He practices that.
That's what they're supposed to do, yeah.
Third fastest time in the world ever.
Wow.
But
that's cool.
He was talking about it. He goes, man, you know what makes me crazy? It's like the NBA. They always say world champions. He's like, the world? Do you mean U.S. champions? He's like, they should go have to play everybody else in the world. I'm not saying they wouldn't win, but he's like, they should have to play everyone else in the world to be a world champ. Like I just did. I'm a world champion. He's very egotistical.
Well,
I mean, he's also right.
Yeah, I'm fine with that.
He is right. He is the fastest man in the world right now.
But, there's a lot of times when somebody from the NFL says we're world champions. Well, that's because there isn't another football
There's no one else.
Program.
Yeah.
Yeah, there isn't
exactly.
one.
Exactly. So I thought it was an interesting take from him, but I was like, well, you know what? Right now you get to be as excited as you want
because you
do something that only a handful of people could ever do.
You're the fastest.
And that is run 100 meters and 9.5 seconds.
He's a gazelle.
When you watch them, they don't even look human.
Yeah, that's...
They're going so fast.
It's beyond me. I don't like to run at all.
Is there an Olympic sport that you do like?
To watch?
Yeah.
Winter.
You like all the winter stuff?
Yeah, pretty much. There's the Summer Olympics,
Doesn't do it for you, huh?
I'm cool when it's on. It's like, oh, the Olympics are on in the background.
Right.
Let's keep it there.
Gymnastics at all?
Not for me. I mean, it's on in the background a lot at my house, but okay. I just, you know.
Do your wife like
I
it?
I continue to walk through the room and go outside and do something, like stare at plants. That's more
Your
fun.
Wife liked gymnastics?
Yeah.
Okay.
She likes to watch
That makes stuff. Sense. I enjoy the gymnastics. I will tell you, the other ones that I've enjoyed watching a little bit, volleyball blows me away.
Yeah, she watches a lot of that.
Men's or women's. I don't care, and I don't care if it's beach volleyball, indoor volleyball. That is some, it's actually very entertaining to me.
I can't sit and watch it for a long time, but I won't ever say they're not good. I mean, oh my gosh.
Yeah, sure, of course.
It's incredible.
Okay.
But I just, not for me. I'd rather go watch something else.
Maybe this is more for you than Steve Hawk. The other thing over the weekend was Jelly Roll. You know Jelly Roll.
I do.
Country music singer. Big, large man.
Right.
He was in WWE over the weekend.
Ooh.
Now, is that any interest in WWE?
Nope. Never been.
Not even, with a 13, not even with a 13-year-old son.
No, he doesn't like wrestling either.
Yeah. Well, you thought you could get him, Kevin, and you just... No.
Well, Hawk, thanks for coming in.
Yeah, I mean, I went out to the lake, and I hung out at Deer Lake. It was really cool out there this weekend.
Oh, let's talk. We'll talk Deer Lake coming up next. How about that?
All right.
The Big 99.9 Coyote Country.
The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
Nancy, who do you want to be on the same wavelength, me or Steve? Which one would you choose?
Kevin James.
I'm going to live on the edge and go with Steve.
Yeah, let's go.
let's go.
On the Big 99.9 Coyote Country. Jay and Kevin's Hot Topics.
Hot Topics. All righty, Hot Topics round number two with the one and only Mr. Steve Hawk.
The one and only.
So what I've decided, Steve Hawk, is instead of me asking you about stuff that you don't like, why don't you tell me what it is that you did this weekend?
You mentioned
Deer Lake.
Yeah.
Where were you at Deer Lake? I am very familiar with Deer Lake because that's where my brother's place is.
Okay.
So I spend some time up there.
I like to take advantage of friends. And I have a friend, a neighbor friend, lives right around the corner. He has a very nice boat, just upgraded. So he's got this big old fancy fast boat.
Ooh.
And with lots of seats, lots of room, lots of opportunities to tow kids.
Seems like you should go with him.
Absolutely. I can't let my kid just go by himself and enjoy this all to his own. Somebody needs to raise the flag when the kid falls off
that
the
That is correct. That's a very important job, that yellow flag. I mean, that orange flag.
Just trying to help out. So, yeah, we did some of that. And I also have a friend who has a lake place who's out there on the lake.
Oh, really? Yeah. Okay.
They live in one of the communities.
Gotcha.
Ooh, that sounds fancy.
Do you know on which side of the lake? Is it the
north?
North?
Yeah.
Side of the lake.
Yeah, I mean like the general area, just where you would normally go. Like if you're going to be going to the resort, to Deer Lake Resort, don't go left at the Y, stay right, go down the hill and get into that area.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I know what you're saying. Yeah.
Yeah. So I have somebody there, and that's where the kids can stay the night. They can hang out. They can play day and then just stay there. And so that's what we did.
So what did you do? Did you stay or did you come home?
No, I took advantage of everything I could. All the boat rides, all the fun during the day, some food at somebody's house that evening, and then peace out.
And then you're gone.
See ya.
And left the kid there.
Yes.
Perfect, Steve Hawk. That's a great weekend.
That's well played.
It's good planning.
Yeah.
So does that mean Sunday morning you and your wife were home alone and... Did you cook her breakfast in bed? Did you do...
That's what we did.
Sounds like it, yeah.
I mean, did you get to spend a day with just your wife?
Not a whole day, no.
No, but part of it?
Yeah.
You got to wake up.
Get a slow start to the day.
Let me ask you this. If you were to make breakfast, what would you make?
That's a good question, Producer Steve.
Hawk likes to cook a little bit, so I think you could maybe do something good.
Yeah, well, you know, it depends, because if I'm cooking for the kids, it's one thing. If it's just my wife, it's a different thing. She doesn't like a big, fancy anything.
Oh, she doesn't?
No, okay.
No. But she wouldn't mind like a sunny side up egg, maybe a piece of toast, and just a little bit of fruit.
Okay.
That'd be perfect for her.
And that's
I didn't
easy.
Get around to making a lot of breakfast this last weekend. But that's probably what I would whip up for her.
What you would have done.
For me, I would make fried eggs. You know, that's starting to look healthy.
Mm-hmm.
And then I would just put that between, and then I would dump a whole bunch of cheese on top of it. I'd put it between two pieces of toast with a lot of mayonnaise, ton of salt and pepper, maybe some sriracha.
Okay.
And I'd make a sandwich out of it.
Yeah, that sounds great.
I'd make maybe four of those.
I wish I was in bed and you were bringing me breakfast.
Okay.
All right.
Hot topics.
Not going to lie to you. Okay, Hawk, the other thing I'm very curious about, you just took the trip with your son.
Oh, yeah.
You guys went all over the place.
Yes,
New York. Give me all the cities. New York.
Philly.
Baltimore.
Washington, D.C.
Gosh darn it. That is quite a trip of the East Coast.
Yep.
You were talking about the fact that you had all these pictures that you were going to print up.
Yes.
Is that something that you did?
I printed most of them.
Okay.
Because I had to steal
already?
My...
Already? Wow.
Well, I had to. I had my, you know, my mom and then in-laws and, well, see some pictures. Okay, all right. And it's not as much fun to just pass around your phone.
Yeah. Or send them digital.
Well, this is an interesting photo, Steven. That one you weren't supposed to see, Mom.
Gotcha. So you selected which ones to print off.
So that's why I don't want to just hand my phone to my mom and say, here, scroll.
Here, look. Yeah, so, I hear you.
And then, you know, my kid took plenty of photos. He is, you know, he's photogenic.
Yeah.
He complimented him. I complimented him on a couple of his shots. I was like, well, what's this thing? And even when he was taking them, what are you doing? I just like the way the trees look, and they're all lined up right down this road, and the road is made out of brick, and it just really
looks
cool.
Oh, he's got a little bit of an eye for it.
So he has this eye, right, and he's 13 with an iPhone, and he's doing things with it. And I didn't stop him at all. And when we printed them all out, looking at him, hey, son, that's cool. That's a nice shot.
That's very cool.
So it was, and it was also interesting to see, okay, you know, at Yankee Stadium from our seats, you know, or just all day at Yankee Stadium. My perspective, all the pictures I took, his perspective.
Oh.
You know, it's like that gig when you go to a wedding reception. And you used to, I don't know if they still do this, leaving portable cameras on tables.
Oh, yeah.
It's that kind of idea.
Yeah,
you know, you get all these perspectives, in our case, just two, but at the end of the trip, you look at the same shot.
And see what he took pictures of. Yeah. You guys were sitting right by each other, but still, it is different. I do love that. The new one they do at weddings, it's kind of cool. They have a barcode on the table sometimes.
Oh,
and
yeah.
And you just take your pictures, scan the little barcode, and upload them, or whatever.
Perfect.
It's kind of cool, yeah. But you're right. That is fun to see the different perspectives or what your son... Did he take pictures there that you were like, son, you're going to be a photographer?
There were some that I complimented him on.
Yeah.
Hey, nice job.
Okay.
And I can see that half a semester or whatever, a semester of art class was cool. You know, it paid off.
It did.
I took pictures of this because of the symmetry between these buildings. So he knows what he's talking about.
Yeah.
But, you know, there was one day where we went from the bottom of Manhattan basically to the top.
Okay.
And we spent all day taking subways and walking. Little Italy, Chinatown. Manhattan Financial District, Battery Park, Statue of Liberty, Staten Island Ferry.
Oh, wow.
All of those things were all
so
in one day.
Much.
And we were walking, talking. I'm taking photos. He's taking photos. At the end of that kind of day, that perspective, what did he see versus what did I see walking the same place?
Totally different. That's cool. And now you have them all printed up. How many copies did you print?
I've been asked for multiples. I just printed singles, and I'm over 100.
Oh.
And I don't even have all of them because I can't get his phone long enough to download all of them. That's my phone. Look at my phone. I pay for that phone. I'm going to look at that phone when I want to.
Yeah. That was the joy of you being able to shut your mom down. She doesn't pay for your phone.
Exactly.
You're not getting my phone, Mom.
No.
But yeah, your son, unfortunately.
So, yeah, they're really cool. Really cool photos.
That's
and it's
fun
to look back at.
Dude, it's such a great trip, and I'm very impressed and jealous of it that you went and did something like that. That's cool.
It worked out. It was easier. You know, now that I look back, it was easier than I thought it was going to be. Everything that I thought, oh my God, this could go wrong. None of the crap went wrong. Everything went fine. There was the unexpected things, you know, like blisters on my feet and catching colds. We both caught a cold. Duh.
But other than that,
we're germ central sitting on airplanes and walking subways every day.
Right.
Duh.
Right.
Of course we got a cold.
Yeah. But you made it through, and you're better for it.
Oh, my God. The memories,
we're
the experiences.
Better for it.
Yeah, and 100 pictures later. That's true.
Yep.
So, all right, well, Steve
Hey,
Hawk.
Guys, thanks for letting me share about that.
Yeah, yeah, thanks for coming in, and maybe we'll see you tomorrow, too.
I would love to come back.
All right. So, Steve Hawk, tomorrow, have a great day.
And, I'll be in the green room. Find me in the green room tomorrow morning.
Yeah, I'll try to get a list of some other stuff that you won't like.
Yeah, could you make sure that there's maybe some sweet rolls or something in that green room?
Yeah.
There were sweet rolls here last week.
Well, I brought those in on Friday. Where did they end up?
Well, I threw them in the garbage this morning, Dingle Dude.
The Big 99.9 Coyote Country. The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
So I feel even underdressed now that I'm wearing jeans.
Yeah, we've been meaning to mention that to you. Kevin especially. He's very concerned about you underdressing for work.
Kevin James.
Gym shorts, SpongeBob t-shirt, same sweatshirt every day. He's very concerned about you underdressing with those jeans you have on.
On the Big 99.9 Coyote Country. Kevin's Clip of the Day.
Alrighty, clip of the day time, Kevin.
Well, we get to see a lot of amazing athletes during the Olympics. Some of them kind of mind-boggling how young they are, right? I mean, we just go, wow. You think about Katie Ledecky winning her first gold medal at the age of 15.
Yeah, thinking about
pretty
that now.
Wild,
and
right?
Then it was wild, yeah. Yeah,
yeah, and you just go, okay, there's these young people who are able to do amazing things. Well, this young girl is a surfer. She is becoming a pro surfer, and she is very young. I believe she is, it doesn't say her age on here, but I'm going to guess she's 10.
Okay.
10 or 11, right around there.
Yeah, that's a good
guess.
And
she's getting, she's in South Wales, and she's getting interviewed by this morning show, and they're just talking to her about how great this is, you know, that she's doing all these things. But then they ask her about her dad. And if her dad was an athlete, is that where she got it from?
Is he an athlete, your dad?
Yeah, my dad was an athlete, but now he's pretty fat. he used to eat like 2 liters of ice cream every single night, like those Murray salted caramel ones. And then he used to get really angry at Mom because Mom didn't always buy it for him.
Yeah.
But when Dad got really angry, Mum started buying it for him all the time.
Yeah.
And then he had to suck his gut in for photos. It was really funny.
Oh, no, he's flat.
I mean, nothing like the honesty of a child. Is your dad an athlete? Yeah, he used to be an athlete, but he's pretty fat now. And he used to eat 2 pints of ice cream a night. Is that what she said?
I think so, yeah.
And then Mom stopped buying it for him, and then he got mad. So then she started buying it again, but then he has to suck his gut in for photos. Oh, by the way, did I mention her dad was an Olympic gold medalist?
Oh, wow.
Yeah, her dad actually won an Olympic medal in the swimming. Justin Norris is his name.
Okay.
So he was an actual Olympic gold medalist. So he was a pretty good athlete, but now he's fat, I guess.
Sometimes you just need to suck it in, though.
This young girl, Sabrin Norris is her name.
Okay.
She is a surfer, skateboarder, sister, YouTuber, and Aussie.
And future Olympian?
You know, I could see it in the surfing thing, for sure. She looks like she knows what's going on.
Yeah, I mean, she's got her big surfboard and her, what do you call that, a wetsuit?
Yeah. How often do we know that? How many times have there been Olympians in the same family?
Ooh.
Like gold medal winners from the same, like a father-daughter type deal, or, you know, father-son, mother-daughter, whatever. You get what I'm saying. A parent and a child, have they ever won gold medals?
It's a good question. I'm sure there's got to be someone, or at least a few people. I mean, from all the countries in the world throughout all the years that this has been happening, it's got to be
something. That's true. Yeah, I mean, when you look at it that way. Let's see. Charles Jenkins Sr. won gold medals in the men's 400-meter run and the men's 4x400-meter relay in Melbourne in 1956. His son, Chip Jenkins, oh, yeah. We love Chip. He won gold as a reserve in the men's 4x400 relay in Barcelona in 1992. The first time in Olympic history that a father and son won gold in the same event.
Okay. So there's got to be previous things of other events or maybe other
Olympic
sports.
Olympic gold medals, father and son.
By the way, this girl who was being interviewed apparently was also on the Ellen show and was pretty hilarious, according to Miriam. So
okay. Well, I'll believe it. She's a hoot. Yeah, but I don't see anything else about this. I'm going to look it up and see if there's more.
Okay. I'll let you do that. And hey, who knows?
But there's not like a really famous one that I can think of, right? Where we're just like, oh, yeah, you know.
Right. And that's interesting because there's, I mean, a few athletes that we've experienced that with in pro sports.
Absolutely.
Like Ken Griffey Sr., Ken Griffey Jr., that type of thing.
Yeah, and there's quite a few of them, right? Mm-hmm. But I can't think of a lot of them in the Olympics.
That is interesting, though. Yeah. I'm sure there's a whole list. I'm sure you'll Googleify it.
Oh, you're right. Like this, Steve. The first brother and sister to win Olympic gold medals were William Dodd and his sister Charlotte, who won the, he won gold in the men's archery competition, and she won silver in archery in 1908.
A lot of people.
Not what I'm looking for. The Big 99.9
Coyote Country. The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
Yeah, well done, as you would say.
Kevin James.
Hey, well, you know what? Well done.
On the Big 99.9 Coyote Country.
Final thoughts.
Oh, yeah. All right, Kevin, final thoughts time. What do you say?
You going first or am I?
I can go first, I guess, unless you want to.
Well, I'm just used to following you.
Okay.
And then,
I'll lead the way. That's fine. I was just going to say that a successful day without Jay. I think we managed pretty okay.
Yeah, I still want him to come back, but it went okay, Steve. You are right about that.
I remember, actually, I mentioned to Jay one time when you were gone, I go to him, we made it through, first time, blah, blah, blah. And he goes, we've done this before, so...
You and Jay?
Yeah. It was like the second or third time that we had done it, and I was like, well, there goes my final thought. But this is the first time that we've done it with prior knowledge.
I felt like we did it one time before, but...
Well, yes, but without prior knowledge.
No, I know. There was a day where Jay was sick and we had to do it.
Yeah.
But I thought we had done it before that, Steve.
I don't think so.
Okay.
So I think this is the first time. And it went pretty okay.
Yeah, and I think that's kind of what we're aiming for here, is just pretty okay.
Okay. No, it went really, really well. Do you like that better?
I thought it was fine, yeah.
Okay. Well, good.
I mean, am I exhausted? Sure. It's hard being a surgeon all day.
So
scalpel?
Yeah. So you're the surgeon. Mm-hmm. I'm the nurse.
Yeah, you're the surgical tech.
Surgical tech. Okay.
Yep. Let me perform surgery and then you hand me stuff. Okay. Is that what that person's job is? A surgical technician?
I guess that would be what it's considered. I don't really know.
Yeah, I don't either.
Yeah, what would that make Steve Hawk then?
Steve Hawk would be the representative from the company that we were putting the part in. Like, let's say we're replacing a knee today. He would be the guy who gave us the fake knee. So he's not here. He just kind of pops in and sees how it's going. And, okay, yeah, good, good. Okay, the knee's in there. Good. Okay, bye. Because he's not here the whole time.
Right.
Although I do think those people sat in there in the operating room the whole time. It is interesting. Steve, you never probably had surgery, right?
Not yet, no. Me personally, no.
Not yet?
Well, I mean, it's bound to happen, right?
Well, maybe. I mean, yeah, I don't know. Maybe at some point. But that's good that you haven't had surgery. Stick with it.
Yeah. I mean, I've been to the hospital and things like that, but...
What did you go to the hospital for?
I'm sure, as a little kid, I'm sure various things, you know, maybe just the doctor, I guess, for that. But
skinned your knee.
Yeah, yeah, those types of things. But I was in the emergency room one time, or the hospital at least, because I was trying to open up some sort of like race car toy thing with some scissors.
Okay.
And I cut the area of my hand in between my thumb and what do you call the first finger? Pointer finger, right?
Yeah. Yeah. You like the webbing?
Yeah, that area. And I started, you know, bleeding, obviously.
Oh, I bet.
And I still got a scar from that.
Jeez, Steve.
But no stitches, though. No stitches.
Oh, they didn't stitch it up?
No, it's just, I just got a scar.
Just glued it and that was it.
I don't know what happened. They just, banded up and there you go. Send me
Did
on my
your
merry way.
Father say something like, "Steven, I said not to play with the scissors."
Yeah, that sounds about right.
Okay, here we go. Final thought for me today, and I'm going to stick on this Olympic theme. There really is opportunity for a family to become like the best family in Olympic sports, because as I look through here and all these, you know, father sons, mother daughters, mother son. There's just none that are really that exciting. Like the mother-son would be in shooting in Rio in 2016. A mother and son from Georgia both competed, and not the state, the country.
Okay,
in
I was going to
shooting
say
events. Okay. They didn't even get a medal. That doesn't count. Father-son, let's see. Swedish shooters. Again, they're shooting guns. Okay, cool. But it's one of those things where it's a lot easier for the older person to keep doing it. Oscar Schwan was the oldest Olympian ever, and his son competed together at the 1912, 1920, and 1924 Olympic Games.
That is cool.
Yeah, there just really is nothing that just sticks out as like a, wow, you are clearly the most amazing family that has done this. Another couple have done it in sailing. We've done field hockey for some Germans. So there really is an opportunity for someone to eventually
steal the show.
Become, yeah, like Carl Lewis. Does he have any kids that could do something?
I hear they're singers.
I hope not.
Okay. No, you know, I guess this doesn't really count because he wasn't an Olympian, but isn't Trinity Rodman, who's on the soccer team, her dad's Dennis Rodman. So that's something.
Yeah.
You don't count
if he was in the Olympics.
Okay, so you're not counting that.
Was he in the Olympics?
Was he on the? He wasn't on the dream team, was he? No.
Dennis Rodman Olympics. Because Steve, I would all the way count this one. No, his daughter, USA Soccer.
Okay.
No, I don't seem to see. Sorry.
What could have been?
So close, Steve.
Oh, man. Well, worth a shot. So, hey, you want to give away or you want to qualify a couple people for this Coastal Country Jam flyaway, Kevin? What do you think about that?
Well, what you're asking is a little bit of a trick question. Do I want to qualify them? No, that would require me coming over there and taking all the information, answering the phones, and I'm not sure that's a good idea. Okay. Do I want you to do it? Yes.
Okay. Let's qualify a couple people for the Coastal Country Jam in Long Beach, California, September 21st and 22nd. Airfare for two nights, hotel, and tickets to see Jason Aldean, Thomas Rhett, Old Dominion, John Party. The list, it goes on and on, Kevin. 509-441-0999, call number 7 and 8, I guess, is what we'll do. I think that sounds pretty good. Anything else, Kevin, before we hit the road, Jack?
I think that's it.
All right.
And we'll see you back here tomorrow. We've got more Kane Brown tickets tomorrow. Maybe a round of What the Plop.
We'll see about that. Have a good rest of your day, Kevin. I'll see you in the other room, I guess.
Well, yeah, I was going to say, I'm not going home yet.
Not yet. 509-441-0999 to qualify for the Coastal Country Jam Flyaway Contest. We'll see you tomorrow.